News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is in the house, as he is every Monday. Brian Prowitz is here. Talk a little bit with us about ADX Digital Marketing.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, just fine. I hear the 4th of July is the topic of the morning.
I'm telling you what, I've already played a little fireworks from Katy Perry, and I've had Stars and Stripes Forever from Philip Sousa. We are on board today.
Nice. Nice.
I am in the spirit.
And I am monochromatic black and white today. I should have maybe dressed up with little red, white, and blue, I guess.
Well, everybody I know is taking the week off except for me.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like everyone here at the station.
We're here.
We're here.
That's it.
That may be it.
Yeah. So. Well, man, the 4th. I mean, and how many people are going to just descend on Pensacola Beach? And
it's fabulous.
I mean, everywhere I look, so I have my kids in town from out of town.
I know. So you've got family visiting.
It's like, okay, guys, what are we going to do on the 4th? And they asked, they're like, well, I'm sure Pensacola has a big thing. And obviously they do.
They do.
And also they're like, where else are the places that are having some? And if you start looking around, there are lots of places, right? And so it's kind of like, well, where are we going to go where it's, you don't, I mean, how much effort are we going to have to put in here? And is there a place to go where you can, like, sneak in and sneak out? I mean,
I think this is the thing to do. I'm just going to, this quick recommendation is to go downtown, get down there early, set up a blanket right by the amphitheater, right next to the Wahoo Stadium. The concert's at 7 to 9, and then you're right there for the fireworks because
yes.
That's at 9.
Yes.
So you can be there way in advance and relax, and you got your spot. You don't deal with the traffic. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Perfect. Okay. So do you suppose there are going to be people from out of town that are going to be, like, rolling down there? I mean,
yeah.
I'm thinking now, I'm trying to shift this into a digital marketing concept.
There you go.
You know, and geofencing, I think a lot about that.
Oh, this would be key.
So, you know, draw some circles around the places where you know people are going to go.
Yeah, but right around the Wahoo Stadium, right around that Hunter Amphitheater, the beach, down by Casino Beach, because they'll have the fireworks down and the sound there. So a lot of key places that you could be marketing your business during the holidays.
Yeah, and display
captive
ads.
Audience.
Social mirror. I mean, these things. We'll do the intro on why we're talking digital at a radio station here in just one second. But otherwise, if I don't stay in this groove, you know, I'll forget it because I'm a man of a certain age. So thinking geofence. So we can actually draw a circle around a location and fence that location for 3 days, like the shortest amount of time if there was an event.
Wow. Okay.
So theoretically, you could put together a campaign where we draw a circle around the big hot spots for all the 4th of July activity and then hit the target audience inside that geofence.
Correct.
So you're not hitting every person.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting the people that fall into your category. So if you know you sell that your bell curve, your audience, the majority of your best customers are 35 to 55-year-old women, maybe who have kids. Now we can just pick those people out of that audience of geofence.
Absolutely.
And then target them and start sending ads their way.
Well, think about that. You know, women with kids, they're going to be on the beach. You're going to be at the fireworks show. So you have an exact idea of where they're going to be.
Yeah, families, family entertainment, family fun, all that kind of a thing. So, yeah, I mean, these are the kinds of things that we love to talk about when we sit down with a client and start asking them about how their business works and who's your target audience and where do you want to grow and what line of your business do you want to grow in 2026 now? And now I know, and I started this even before the 4th of July, which I'm sure is not great, but I mean, I'm already thinking about the second half of the year. I am already in the mindset of Q4. I'm thinking about October, November, December already, the holidays. How are you as a business owner preparing right now to get in front of your key audience at the holiday season when everything has to work?
Right.
And you must drive the business in order to continue surviving. So, and here we are on the wrong side of the 4th of July for me to be talking about.
That's okay.
You know, Christmas.
People are thinking about it right now.
But it's time to start those kinds of conversations. And so that's why we always come on the radio and want to talk to you about digital targeted marketing. And the way to start that conversation is to call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Tell him you heard about digital targeted marketing on the radio and you want to talk to somebody about your business. Give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000. So, ADX Digital, what are we doing? Talking about digital on the radio. We've got these four outstanding radio stations here at ADX Communications, News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, Sports Radio 99.1. By the way, they're going to have Wimbledon updates over there.
Cool.
And don't say Wimbledon. It's a D.
That's a Southern thing.
And please don't do that. Somewhere Malcolm just drove off the road for sure.
Wimbledon.
And then Pensacola Playlist 94.5, which, by the way, has some Christmas in July stuff going on.
Fun.
So that's kind of fun. Those are the four radio stations. But when we're talking about selling radio, we're talking about some of the same things we talk about with digital targeted marketing. Who is your audience? Where are they? Physically, geographically, where are they? Now, the radio stations, you could make an argument the radio stations absolutely have an unlimited footprint. But from the broadcast side of things, the signal peters out at some point when you get out there. Now, our radio stations cover everything from way into Alabama, all the way over to Okaloosa County, you know, Fort Walton Beach-ish. Some have a little more than others when it comes to how far west everything goes. Digitally, there is no limit. You can reach people in your target audience anywhere in the United States using our digital targeted marketing tools, of which we have 19. So the key is for us to learn more about your business, where your audience is, who your audience is. If you need some help, we actually have tools that can do some research for you and show you who your target audience is. And that sounds a little, I mean, most business owners really, I think, have a dialed in idea of who their client is. But every once in a while, it might be good to confirm what you think through some of the data. And we've got a lot of ways to do that as well. So one of my thoughts today, though, I've been talking a lot about AI. I've been talking a lot about the impact AI and search is having on things like Google pay-per-click campaigns. And at times I've talked about making sure your website's SEO is dialed up. And we've got an SEO product that's fantastic. It'll do an audit of your website. It'll tell you how much it costs a month in order to maintain that. And there are 1,000 tools inside that AI or that SEO audit. SEO meaning search engine optimization. Again, if you want to talk to us about that, we certainly can speak SEO with you. But here's what's also very true. In the face of AI, people are searching questions, and this is where branding and awareness becomes so important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're running a digital ad campaign with us, and someone sees your ad, and they click on it and go to your website, that's actually an SEO boost. It's also good if they see your name of your client, of your business, and they independently of the ad, don't click on the ad and come over here and type your name into their browser and go. That also is helpful in SEO. And where that hits with AI is that branding and awareness means that the search, as people continue to search more using AI tools, they're not going to say who has the best shoe deal in the area. They're going to punch in, tell me more about Meg's Shoe Emporium. They're going to use your name.
Right. That's
they're going to use the name. And if they're punching in the name of your company more than just a random search looking for those top 10 blue line results in a Google search, for mm-hmm. instance, then it's even more important than ever that they catch your name and they have an idea about your company and they have a perception of what your company is like. That's where digital targeted marketing can hit home runs for you in combination, especially with radio. And that's why these two things live together. And it's why you need to be talking to somebody about what you're doing with your digital targeted marketing strategy, especially as we go to the second half of the year. So they start with a phone call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Let's start talking digital targeted marketing today.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Brian Powitz about ADX digital marketing. Brian, you are so knowledgeable about this, and I was just sharing during the break that I'm one of those people that I've learned so much from you just from this program, because I'm from a generation that kind of was self-taught about everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy to learn all these different things. And if I had a business, I would definitely be doing digital advertising.
Well,
I mean, there's no question about it. You've got to keep up.
Yeah.
No, really.
And that also harkened me back to the day when I remember the first time somebody said, one day we'll be carrying little phones in our pocket that have all the screens on it with all the things you'll never put your phone away.
Right.
Or One day you'll stream movies on a TV and you won't even have to even think about going to the video store, which must have made everybody that had a video store feel good.
Oh, great. I remember first time Netflix when people were ordering movies and you got them in the mail.
Yeah, Redbox.
Yeah, I remember that. And here you go. This is going to really date me. Star Trek, when they had the communicators.
Yeah.
You know, and they'd flip them open.
Right.
They were flip phones.
Right. And somebody said, that's going to happen someday. This is like the 1960s.
They were flip phones. I was like, yeah,
well,
right.
Here we are.
Well,
yes.
They make the Star Trek phones look obsolete.
You know, and we're seeing another revolution right now. I mean, and it's not just digital targeted marketing. When I say that, I mean this, the way people are searching right now is changing digital targeted marketing. And it's changing things like how we, clearly how Google pay-per-click is operating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's putting more emphasis on being content creators and having really great new information on your website. This is also where digital targeted marketing pays off, like we talked about earlier. When people see your brand and they respond to an ad and they come to a website, that helps this whole search process. And so we're thinking about this all the time here at ADX Digital. And if it's all too much for you and it's scary and you don't know even where to start, start with a phone call to Jeff Wayne and say, say to your phone, please dial 850-262-6000. In fact, right now, why don't you say, hey, SIRI, and then I'll say the number. Dial 850-262-6000. Now Jeff's phone should light up. It's like a telethon right
there
now.
You go.
Radio. But getting started in the conversation, and it requires us understanding more about your business and who your target audience is and where they are. And then I want to talk about a couple of things, because business owners are like, hey, listen, what's this going to cost and what am I going to get for it? That's the bottom line. I'm not wasting money. Tell me how much is it going to cost. Well, the cost of this depends on several factors. But also, we're selling impressions. So instead of dollars, let's think about the commodity as the number of impressions. And whether it's a social mirror or a display campaign, a very effective amount of impressions is 100,000 in a month.
Wow.
100,000 impressions. And here's a little bit why that is. It takes, with click-through rates as they are, it takes about... if we're generating about 250 clicks a month, the rule of thumb is it takes between 50 and 100 clicks to your website to get a sale.
Wow. Okay.
Because the funnel, you think of the funnel, here's 100,000 impressions,
mm-hmm.
250 people are going to click, they're going to come to your website. That's the front door. That's not them showing up to necessarily buy right now. And if you think of a brick and mortar store, if 250 people walk through your front door, they're not all going to buy shoes. Some of them are browsing. Some of them are interested. There might have been. So you have to expose yourself to them in order for them to know you exist, and then they want to come in and check things out. And a few people are ready to buy right now, and certainly we hope we would catch them. But that's why you have a critical mass of the number of impressions per month that you need to generate in order for that reality to work itself out.
It's still a numbers game in some ways. In terms of exposure and getting people interested, catching their eye.
And there's the 95-5 rule, which I love talking about, which is at any given time, 5% of the audience is ready right now to buy, but 95% isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are in your target audience, but in their 95%, they're not quite ready right now, but they might be. They just bought a set of tires. They don't need another set of tires for a little while. But if you're planting the idea in their head that you are the best place for your next set of tires, then you're building that relationship. You're building that authentic, you know, the psychology behind who am I going to buy from next time. Or I might say, hey, I just bought a set of tires, but hey, Meg, check these guys out because I'm hearing really good things about them.
A lot of it's familiarity and top of mind, right? And then hearing those referrals from friends and other people and the testimonials that you hear a lot of times, that also makes a difference to me, especially here locally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without a doubt. And so you need to build that over time. So that's important. So you want to catch that 5% when they're ready to buy, but you also are building always for who's next when they rotate into that 5%, and now I'm ready to buy. But for a little while, maybe I wasn't, but I'm deciding early who I'm going to buy from, and so that's where that all comes in. So you don't want to, if the campaign, if I as the salesperson say to you, listen, Meg, you need 100,000 impressions a month, and here's the price tag on that, Now, think about a couple things. One is, how much does a stamp cost right now? Like, what does a stamp cost to mail something in the mail?
Gosh, I don't even
68,
know anymore.
77? I don't know what it is. For that number, we could we can get in front of so many more people than if you just sent one thing in the mail, mm-hmm. if you were trying to advertise that way. The number of impressions we can get to with these products would baffle you in the amount of exposure you could get and the impressions versus something as simple as putting something in the mail.
Right.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So if you were to take a 100,000 impression campaign, you and I sat down and I said, you need 100,000. You go, you know, I can't afford 100,000. I only want to do 33,000 because I can't really afford 100,000 impressions, which, by the way, it's not as expensive as you think. So now you're only doing 33,000. Do the math on the thing I was just talking about. It takes 50 to 100 clicks to get a sale.
Right.
And it takes, depending on your click-through rate, 33,000. Do the math. It's not nearly enough. I think it's 83 people mm-hmm. clicking instead of 250. Now you've only driven 83 people to your website. Maybe you're going to get one sale out of that. And for the even if you cut the budget in a third, it's not going to work out from an ROI standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, you end up wasting a third of the budget instead of saving two-thirds
gotcha.
By cutting it back.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
It did make sense.
You there are ways you can advertise and think you're advertising, just like fishing. When I fish, I never catch a fish. I throw the lure out there, I'm fishing. But you need the best stuff, and you need to know how, and we have all that. So call
right.
Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. We'll talk fishing, and we'll talk digital targeted marketing.
All right, if you've got a question for Brian, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. Brian is here talking about ADX Digital.
Yes, indeed. Into the home stretch here. So we did a little research in the break at 78 cents for a stamp. People are probably yelling at the screen.
78 radio. Cents. Goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. So if impressions cost about a penny and a half each in a campaign, then for the price of a stamp, which I don't know how many people actually use that for their marketing and advertising, although I think some of you do, that'd be 125 impressions for the price of that stamp instead of one
wow.
with the price of that stamp, okay? So there we solve that. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that a six-month campaign really is recommended. If you can get 100,000 impressions a month for 6 months, that's really the sweet spot. And you have to be ready to come into a campaign with enough resources in order to do that because of the math that we talked about and the nature of human psychology and the amount of times you need to step in front of somebody to say, hey, I exist, and here's my service, and here's my location, and here's my offer. If you're interested, click here. We can measure clicks. We can also measure, by the way, in our campaigns, if somebody saw the ad, did not click, and still came to your website, which is voodoo magic to some of you. But still, between click-throughs and view-throughs, impressions, click-through rate, all the things, we've got all that dialed in, and we're ready to talk. And we'd love to talk to you. Give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000 so we can get to know you better, figure out where you want to grow, see where and who your audience is, and then show you all the great ways we have to get to them and to drive them to your website ready to buy so that you can be a happy person and enjoy the 4th without any issues with your family.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, as we head into 4th of July week. It's going to be a great week. Lots of family coming in and friends to celebrate the 250th. So while you're celebrating this week, remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and do find the time this week especially to love now. Happy 4th week, everybody. Thanks, Brian.